Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. There's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary, not valid for McDelivery.
May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and a lot of us need some help right now going through all of this.
You ain't kidding.
Yep. It's Anna and Raven. Dr. Joe Shippa is a psychologist out of Briarcliff, New York. Dr. Joe, thank you for taking the time this morning. We had asked for questions that people needed answered, and one comes from Valerie. She says, I'm someone that worked in Manhattan, rode the trains and subways, loved the city, and had my world stopped from crippling postpartum depression. I was terrified to leave my house. I was in a vaccine battle with myself that is still ongoing. And after some therapy, I was able to make progress only to have this happen and validate every fear. Any advice? I think in general, she brings up a couple good things is dealing with fears. And also the fear of commuting back into Manhattan is really something that I've seen to be a big problem right now.
Yeah, definitely. For many people, I think the fears have been generalized. You know, first of all, what I would say is I'm sorry that, Valerie, you suffered from postpartum depression. It definitely can be a crippling experience. And sometimes that road to feeling okay again is long and fraught with anxiety about it returning, especially because it seems to come out of nowhere and it stops you in your tracks and it colors your worldview in ways that you never imagined. That said, I want to assure you that you are feeling what you're feeling is actually quite expected. When we suffer a trauma, physical or emotional, we naturally go into a protective mode. And that protective mode usually includes becoming fearful, and that fear can generalize to many aspects of our lives. So here are a few of my suggestions. One, you know, sometimes acquiring more fact-based knowledge, such as in the case of vaccines, can lead us to a reduction in our anxiety. So this would involve limiting your exposure to information that is conspiratorial in nature and consulting appropriately vetted scientific sources, written or otherwise. Secondly, I would identify professionals or friends or family that you trust to give you reliable, balanced, and helpful information, and that can provide that information in a calm and thoughtful way. Third, I think I would distract yourself from anxiety through engaging in positive, outcome-driven activities that make you feel better. A fourth suggestion would be, you know, to learn mindful meditation or contemplative practices or self-acupressure techniques to help you refocus your thoughts and reduce the intensity of your feelings when your thoughts become more obsessive or out of control. And finally, because you've been in therapy and you found it helpful, I would continue in therapy. If your therapist thinks it's necessary, consider, you know, a medication consultation with a psychiatrist if that's appropriate for you. I don't know that you'll be able to really, find out how you're going to feel about going back into Manhattan until you start to expose yourself to actually being on the train, you know, and going in and seeing what that feels like. But generally, once you start that exposure experience, your anxiety begins to lift.
Yeah, I've noticed that myself. Is like once you start going back out into the real world, you almost snap back to normal in a weird way.
Hmm. Right. I think in Valerie's situation, because she had that postpartum experience, that sits very, very, you know, prominently in her situation.
Right. She can feel that right around the corner and doesn't want to get back to feeling that way. It puts her on edge. Mm-hmm. Right.
Right. It's the worry about becoming what you were before. You know, once you've accomplished so much, then you worry that it's going to come back. And that's a pretty typical thing.
Dr. Joe Shippa is a psychologist out of Briarcliff. Thank you so much for taking the time this morning.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets. There's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.